Chippewa Valley Cultural Association in Chippewa Falls. Maria's a first reader for this one.
Do they say Heidi Center? It's in a former high school building, which was restored around the year 2000 with a capacity of 430 in the main performance space. This is another one of those that community, they claim no more than 50% of any race benefits from it. We'll talk later about that. They gave a thorough description of the community. They have, in the past year, they listed 729 artists engaged, 11,134 adults, and 1,600 children or youth. They mentioned having 54 performances in the past season, the few round, and I assume that includes, and is not in addition to, 4 community educational events, 22 special events, weddings, funerals, etc., 7 art exhibits, 7 days of bus tour performances, 20 art workshops. Since last December, they have provided free or low-cost tickets to over 2,300 people. They do eclectic programming, lots of world music and multicultural stuff. They have a mix of nationally and internationally touring groups, as well as more regional performers and community theater productions. They're expanding their family art series to include a focus on artful aging. They hold weekday senior-friendly performances. So far, they've done 6 this year, and they're well-received, and they do a lot with a smallish staff, 2 full-time and 10 part-time. They've partnered with assisted living places in expanding their artful aging program. They did another partnership with the Chippewa County Drug Court on several events highlighting issues of addiction. They had 2 exhibits, a comedian speaker, and a play about the founders of Alcoholics Anonymous. They have a new position, or they're working on a new position, organizing entertainment for bus tours, art classes, and community events. Somebody focused on local connections. They have 1,200 on their email list. Their budget, 53% earned income, 7% from endowment distributions. They have 320 members. Their evaluations, they've collected 227 written evaluations so far in this calendar year, and 35% of them are from first-time attendees. One marketing goal, let's see, they've had 2 recent bequests, which have given them a little financial cushion for emergencies and an improved ability to handle cash flow. They have a hearing loop. Their figures don't quite jive with the 990, but that's a pretty common issue in these grants. They're in the marketing plan. One of the goals is to have 15 to 20 major rentals per year, such as weddings, and I'd be really curious to see how that's going, because with a small staff, small organization like that, that could really, that's exhausting to do weddings. So that's all I have to say.
So I'm the second reader on this. I'm not clear who owns the building. So it's the 2020 is the 20th anniversary of the Cultural Center. It was an abandoned high school, and it was restored largely through volunteer labor. I got that, but I wasn't clear who owns it. If the Campanile Center is self-owned or if they're renting it, I might have missed that detail, but I didn't. It was a question I wrote down.
I did notice that they list 1976 as their date of incorporation, and that this high school building wasn't restored until around 2000.
So they must have been somewhere. Anyway, it would be interesting to know kind of where I am on that. Yeah. The narrative, so looking at their demographics, it's predominantly a white area. The narrative speaks to an influx of immigrants and how that's affected them. And I have to, I don't know, coming from the Chicago area, I think my meter is different on that, perhaps. So they have, you know, they're 2% African American, 2% Hispanic, 1.5% Asian, and 3% mixed. So I'm not sure what the influx of
them is. When was the census taken?
Was this 2010, 2012?
Okay.
It's a while ago.
So that's probably.
So it could have changed dramatically since then? Okay, because they also fall into the no single group was over 25%. And again, I think that's would be unusual. What were my additional notes? I love that they really drilled into knowing what the barriers are for seniors to participate in their programs, and that they're making an effort to address those barriers. Their early attendance figures on that are not strong, but I think they're moving in the right direction. Personal note, it cracked me up that they offered Tyco as a senior-friendly event.
Maybe they mixed it up with Tai Chi.
Sure, because my mom would, leave her body if that's what she had brought her to. They do have a good cultural mix in their programming, although I would like to see a performance calendar. They listed it, but I didn't see any marketing materials that showed what they were doing. Their strategic plan is 2 years past its scope, so I would like to see what their current plan is. That was my other note.
I will say that in some cases, because this is a sort of retrospective approach, sometimes organizations do submit the plan that informed the work during that period of time. But we do, I mean, we can clarify that, but when that happens, they usually also submit their current one.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I wrote a comment here because I was, and I'm going back to just to double check to see if it was there. But it seemed like in their narrative, one of the questions was not answered.
Oh.
The how did you know? The last section. I don't recall. There was an evaluation that tool that was in the support materials, but that actual narrative portion was missing.
And I've got a comment that when it says, what difference did they make? I said I would have appreciated a better narrative of the outcomes. And then in number 4, I wrote, good description of the evaluation procedures and tools.
Yeah, I think some of them, I'm guessing, are working from a document and then they're importing things over. And so they don't necessarily go in the right spots. Because again, it was information was there.
Right.
It just was not under the bullet points.
Right, in the how did you know, it says included in the sections above.
But, yeah.
Please don't make me work that hard.
Yeah, but I mean, information was there, but it was kind of as I went through it the first time, I wrote missing, and then I went back and read and was like, oh, it's just up here. It's over here.
So. Was there a box that was empty in the narrative?
The what do you know? Like I said, if...
Is it, empty?
It says included in the sections above.
So it's not empty. Okay.
Yeah, so
not
there's
empty.
Because SmartSimple is designed to not accept that, but... they got around it by doing the don't make me rewrite this.
Uh-huh.
And you're as a panelist saying you need to rewrite it and organize it so that we can follow it.
And like I say, just put it where we need to see it. That was my only comment.
Okay, good. Thanks for that clarification. Mm-hmm. Tom, did you have some other thoughts along those lines or other observations? Okay.